appreciate the comments, but just a word about the folks that are out there, both public and private resources that are out there, people that are working some extraordinary, have been working some extraordinary hours to respond to the needs of our community. I mean, do we need to say a whole lot more about what the PG&E, you know, crews have done, working 24 hours around the clock, you know, in shifts, our AT&T workers, our cell phone providers, cable companies, those folks. You know, Peter's road crews, I know at one point they've been working a minimum of 14-hour shifts. There are some that perhaps shouldn't have, but because of their concern for the citizens, we're out there doing 24-hour shifts to keep the roads clear, you know, for people and really pushing it to serve the public. Our sheriff's dispatchers, our sheriff's patrol, CHP, our utility, you know, folks, again, you know, I think you guys have covered and people are aware of some really tremendous efforts going on the part of the Tuolumne Utility District employees to get ditches, you know, back in operation so people have water. A lot of the small water companies and sanitary systems, same thing, trying to maintain power, you know, to treat water and make it available for people to deal with the stuff that you want to forget. But, you know, when you flush your toilet, the stuff goes somewhere. And you, even to keep those systems working, both the, you know, the utility districts, but even some of the private water companies, I've been in touch with some folks that have done some extraordinary work there to serve, you know, the public. And these are both private and public people. It really does take the whole community pulling together to address times like this.
We're hearing so many stories of neighbors.